Today, we make a dramatic declaration. Today, we make a proclamation. Today, we declare something that, on the face of it, might seem inconceivable. The world around us sees that there have been those who have died. When we see death, we declare that in Christ, those who have died are alive. Not only that, the world may remember them as imperfect people, people who made mistakes, people who perhaps did not always say or do the right thing. They remember humans. But today, we remember saints. The world goes on about its business. This morning, people are waking up to one last day off before the week begins again. People sit around reading the newspaper, drinking coffee, watching TV. Kids perhaps playing in the yard, doing chores, washing laundry, shopping at the grocery store. People going about their daily business this morning, completely oblivious to the fact that we are celebrating a miracle, a great reversal, unexpected and yet deeply, deeply wonderful miracle. There are those among us who have died. We say they are alive. It's understandable, however, that some people might think it strange that we Christians believe so deeply in this miracle. And it's understandable because death seems so permanent, right? It seems so final. Our brightest minds, doctors and scientists, nurses, all of these wonderful people spend their entire lives trying to prevent death. However, the one thing that we try to avoid with all of our might is the one thing that we cannot escape and the one thing that unites us all. We all die. And there is nothing that we can do to prevent it. And so the response of most of the world is to go about our daily business pretending that it won't happen to us. We don't like to talk about it. We don't like to go to funerals. We don't even really know what to say to someone when they face the death of a loved one. And so we go about our business. And we don't talk about it. And when we're forced to talk about it, we try to say simple words, and yet always feel like they're insufficient. So today, we do something different. We declare openly that there are those among us who have died. We talk about their death, not to avoid or ignore what happened, but to correct the record. For those that we name today have not died, but rather they are more alive now than ever before. We say no to death, and we say yes to life. Now, we're not in denial, but rather we are fully aware of the reality of what has happened. Where the world sees death, we see life. Where the world remembers ordinary people, we remember saints. In our scripture lesson today, Jesus shares with his disciples a teaching that has become known to us as the Beatitudes, which is a word that means blessing. And in the passage, Jesus is describing what it means to be blessed in the kingdom of God. And so I want to share with you from that passage, Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. Hear this word from Jesus. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. And then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Now, in this teaching, we see Jesus describe to his disciples and to us really the fullness of human life. Because depending on who we are and where we are, I think it's true to say that we all live somewhere between poor and rich, depending on the day of the month. We all have felt the pains of hunger, and most of us have felt the pains of being stuffed. We have felt those pains of tears, the crying over those whom we have loved and lost. We've also all shared that deep belly laugh of joy. We've felt the intense reality of rejection, and we have all felt the loving embrace of acceptance. And here's the thing I think Jesus wants us to understand, that at some point in our life, we may have felt like any one of these were permanent conditions that we'd never escape. We feel there's a hunger that will never be filled, the tears that will never stop, the loss that we can't ever imagine getting through. And yet, we are still here. And Jesus says that for those who find themselves poor in spirit, for those who find themselves in deep mourning, for those who find themselves crying tears that will not stop, Jesus says, "You are blessed." Now, I know that it seems odd and perhaps even insensitive to tell people in deep grief that they are blessed because of what they're going through. And it would be insensitive if it came from someone just like me. But remember, these words are from Jesus, who knows more deeply than any of us what it means to suffer. what it means to lose people close to you. What it means and how it feels to be rejected. Who knows what it is like to die. And so when Jesus tells us that there is a blessing to be found in the kingdom of God, even in the midst of death, we know this is not an empty promise. In fact, that's the word that we hang on to in these moments. Promise. Because what Jesus tells us in the end of this passage is that we are to rejoice and be glad, not because of what we have gone through, but because of the promise of what lies ahead. For those of us who are in Christ, we share in a death like His, so that we might live into the promise of a resurrection like His. To the world, it appears that we have died. Yet we believe the promise is true, that death is just the beginning of real life. And so today, we are bold to name those who have passed away. We remember them, and we grieve, but we remember them in light of the promise that not even death can defeat Jesus. So therefore, we are to rejoice and be glad as we give thanks to God for the saints who have walked among us and who now dwell in the fullness of the presence of God. Amen. Come now to a moment of worship in which we will read the names of those dearly departed saints from our community. As we read each name, we will light a candle that reminds us of the light of Christ that burned brightly in their life while they walked among us, and that same light that now welcomes them to the eternal light of God. And after we name those who are members of our congregation, we will pause and allow you to add to that list. I want to encourage you, where you are, to speak the name of a dear one aloud. We'd also love for you to put that name into the chat so that we can all hear their name and remember them. And after a few moments of silence, we will light one last candle to remember all of these saints that we have shared. Now may the light of Christ, which burns so bright, remind us of Christ's victory over the darkness of death. Sisters and brothers, on behalf of our Lord Jesus, I invite you to feast with us as we celebrate the sacrament of Holy Communion. I invite you to join with our responses. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through the prophets. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, We praise your name and join in their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, Father, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from the slavery of sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. And on the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, Father, and he blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took a cup. Again, he gave thanks to you, Father. And then he blessed it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink of this, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you gather to drink of it, do this in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these mighty acts of God in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we might be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Holy Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast together at the heavenly table. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Friends, this is the body of Christ, the bread of heaven, broken for us. This is the blood of Christ, the cup of salvation, shed for us. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go out into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear friends, in today's worship we have been reminded of the power of faith, the legacy of faith, and the promise of Jesus. So go forth in that promise, and may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift his countenance to you and give you peace, and go in that peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.